When Joan Rivers' daughter Melissa gave her a diary for the holidays, Joan decided to keep a journal of 1 year of her life and publish it. A Diary of a Mad Diva is a no-holds-barred account of Joan's day-to-day life and her most intimate, shocking, and often hilarious thoughts on things like a visit to the gynecologist, turning 80, or a trip to Mexico for Grandma Week. It's published by Berkeley Books, and I'm very pleased that it brings writer, actor, comedian, CEO Joan Rivers back to our show today. Hello.
Good to see you. Always good to see you. And good to see you even when we're not in the theater together.
Yes, we bumped into each other in the theater. That was actually a good play. Now I'm trying to remember what we saw.
I can't remember. I see so many of them.
Since you intended to publish this diary from the start, doesn't that change the sorts of things that you would write about?
Well, you're not going to write about your real thoughts. I'm a comedian, and my last book, I Hate Everyone Starting With Me, was funny. So the publisher said, now write a funny diary. So I put down things that annoy me and politically incorrect and all that. So I had a lot of fun writing it because I just wrote down funny stuff.
The definition of the word diva in my dictionary is an operatic prima donna. Do you really think of yourself as a mad diva? And,
well,
and when you're saying mad, are you getting angrier as you get older or crazier?
My definition of a diva is, I guess, John Travolta. So we both have different ideas. No, the only thing...
mine is Tom Cruise.
And my savior, allegedly. You know, when he dies, it's going to say, here lies Tom Cruise, allegedly. He's very litigious. You have to be very careful. I just think with age, you can say more and more and more. So it was fun writing the book.
You think that you have more leeway because as you get older, you say, well...
I don't know if you have more leeway. You give yourself more leeway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really believe that it doesn't matter. This is what I think. This is what I think is funny. Here it is. Hope you'll laugh.
Now, you said that you did the diary because your publisher asked you to, but you say in the book that you were given a diary by your daughter, Melissa Rivers.
Yes.
For Christmas.
Well,
is that really true?
Yeah, what a disappointment.
What had you expected?
Oh, you're saying better than a stupid diary. You know, you're hoping there'll be something good. Last year, she gave me a whole set of luggage, which I thought was very nice. But my clothes were in it. It was near the door, so that wasn't so good. So things change. I'd like a certificate for Botox. You know what I mean? Something like that. That would be great.
Well, would you need any more Botox, Joan?
Oh, I think everyone can keep going. Are you kidding? I like it that I think it's very important that you have no look on your face. That's why I love, I just saw the Princess Grace movie with, what's her name,
Nicole Kidman.
And it's Grace because you never know what she's thinking. Face never moves.
Nicole Kidman has had work done?
Oh, allegedly. Allegedly. She goes to the bathroom through her ears. I think so.
Do you get together with friends and say, so-and-so definitely has had work done?
Oh, every woman does. Every woman does. First thing you take a look at, oh, some people are almost unrecognizable if you look from the beginning. You know who are looking gorgeous now are the Kardashians.
Mm.
They really, I think they all went away together because they suddenly all look alike. And Bruce looks so pretty.
Bruce looks pretty as well.
Father.
Because
he
has had all of that work done.
Allegedly.
What about the Kardashians?
Smart as whips to make a career out of this. They're like the Gabor sisters of this era. I think the mother's brilliant, brilliant.
But the Gabors had, some of them had acting talent.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's different. They don't want to.
Ava, I thought, was a pretty good actress.
Ava was a very good actress and very charming. And Zsa Zsa, who I wrote for, was very funny. She was my first writing job after college.
You mean she wasn't funny on her own? You had to give her her job?
I would walk behind her and go, that's funny, say that. That's funny, say that. She didn't realize she was funny. And they were so beautiful.
Well, everybody loved her on their talk shows.
Yeah.
Because...
outrageous. Mad.
To some degree, a version of what you have become since. Did you model yourself on her?
I wish. She was, we're talking about Ava.
Well, you're much better looking,
Zsa Zsa. Zsa Zsa was so beautiful. We'd look at that profile and you'd go, oh my God, this is some good looking woman here.
Had you ever kept a diary? Did you read Bridget Jones' diary?
I read, of course, Bridget Jones' diary. I've also read Samuel Johnson, Pepper's diary.
Peeps.
I always call him Peppers. I've read a lot of diaries over my time. But my real diaries I use as reference when I write biographies, autobiographies.
Well, you keep a notebook.
I kept diaries for years.
Really? Wrote down everything that you'd done?
Yes, and then you get careful. You say, I don't want to die, and I was mad at my husband, he's going to read. I was son of a bitch, blah, blah, blah. So you start to eliminate. And the minute you eliminate, you might as well not write a diary.
I kept a diary for some time when I was in my mid-20s, and years later I read it, and I was so horrified.
Horrified, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Ooh, I don't like that person.
Well, you change.
You dedicate this diary to
Kanye
West.
Well, I dedicate this diary.
You can't say what you...
No, I'll be very careful. No, I'm not...
We do have the FCC to worry
about
here. Yes,
I'll be very careful. But he said, and the reason I dedicated it to him... He said, sometimes people write novels and they just be so wordy and so self-absorbed. I am a proud non-reader of books. Kanye West said that, 2009. And I thought, this is disgusting. So my dedication is, this book be dedicated to Kanye West because he'll never effing read it.
You write in a preface that anyone who reads or takes this book seriously is an idiot.
Yes.
Do you think that people sometimes misunderstand your comedy?
I think people misunderstand comedy and comedians. We're here to make people laugh. And nowadays, everything is so politically correct. And comedians are going around apologizing. They want Bill Maher to apologize. They want this one to apologize. You've made a joke. The joke didn't work. Too bad. It was a joke. Next. I will not apologize. The Norwegian line wanted me to apologize.
The Norwegian line.
Actually, the Today Show wanted me to apologize because I said that the room at Melissa's house that I was living in was so small that it made the one that the girls from Cleveland were in, remember, look like the Ritz or something. So, and everyone got very upset. And the Norwegian line that I was supposed to go on for Grandma Week said, we don't want her on the boat now because we're a family. Insane. And we want an apology. And I said... If anyone's going to, I should apologize to my daughter for saying how terrible her guest room is. And I find it insane. I wouldn't apologize.
Now, you went to Mexico for Grandma Week.
Yeah.
How old's your grandson?
My grandson's 13. And I like Mexicans. They're very short. Pancho Villa was drowned when a dog peed on him.
Okay.
I feel tall in Mexico. It's
no wonder the Norwegian, the Mexican line now has to sue you.
I go there every year. I love it.
What happens on Grandma Week?
We do whatever Cooper wants to do. But 1 year we went to England and France. Another year we did the 13 original colonies. 1 year we went to the great national parks. And this year we're going to Venice and Rome.
Well, that's nice. It's just an excuse to travel to good places.
And I take him to places that ordinarily, he's from California.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, out there.
Well, Mexico was really easy then.
Mexico was easy, but it was great because we got to see ruins and you get to see a little bit of the culture. You just don't go fishing and surfing.
Where did you go?
We went all over Mexico. We went into the mountains and we went into little villages and we would drive around and find a local place to eat. Just a different. See how other people live. Then be grateful that you have an indoor toilet. You know, you learn.
Were you surprised that Kristen Stewart from Twilight series announced she wants to sue you?
It's so great.
Is everybody suing you, Joe?
It can't be better for the book. Kristen Stewart, obviously someone read the book to her. Because there's no way she could have gotten, she's in the middle of the book. She could never have concentrated that long.
By suing you, isn't she compounding the
of
situation
course.
For herself?
You idiot. You silly girl. You make $20 million a movie, and you're upset because I inferred that you are a great juggler of balls, you know. And I won't go into what else I said. But
Well, do you think that she's doing that because she wants more publicity? Because you also talk about celebrities doing sex tapes.
Yeah.
I can't imagine doing a sex tape to make yourself more famous.
Well, that's how the Kardashians got started. Come on. The original thing that got them started was, you know this.
Well, I said Ava Gabor had acting talent.
But Joan Crawford apparently started with a donkey. You
yes.
know that.
Well, I know she made porn films.
Porn films with animals.
And try to buy them all back.
Yeah, and then but a lot of the animals, all they want to do is hay. It's hard to go and try to buy a porn film from a donkey. What do you want? Yes.
She made an ass of herself. Do you have a sex tape somewhere?
I did a sex tape for our reality show, Joan and Melissa, and I did it with Ray J, who had done it with the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
And
you couldn't find a donkey?
Couldn't find a donkey. And as I told them, once you have Jew, everything else is pew. You know?
So you did a Jewish sex tape?
Well, I'm Jewish and he's black.
Uh-huh.
What is it? Once you've had black, you can't go back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it.
Well, I don't know. I'm learning a lot of these things later in life.
You came from a protected situation. Do you think that's why you've become so outspoken?
No, I think it was always there. I was always the maverick in the family. But I think now, if my mother came back and watched my act, she would ask to kill herself.
Well, there are some comics who are purposely politically incorrect. Don Rickles had a very nice career along those lines as well.
Career.
And you always wondered why people took offense. I always wonder why people take offense from you. Do they understand that this is also what you do professionally?
Also, when they say you've crossed the line, who decided what the line is? You know, I always say, that's terrible. That's bad. But on a scale of 1 to Osama bin Laden, how bad am I?
Well, when you were doing the Tonight Show,
right,
and other shows like that, you did have to watch yourself, didn't you?
But you know, Leonard, we're all smart in our business. You say,
oh, yeah?
I will do your show, in theory. If I do your show, I play by your rules.
Hmm.
When I do a breakfast show, I don't say certain words. You say, please don't say words. My deal is, if I'm coming on the show, I'll obey your rules. That's simple.
And
my
then you adjusted again when you were a guest host on our show, because
yes,
you would then the serious interviewer. You want to have a little fun, but you were the serious interviewer.
Right. It's my book, Die of a Mad Diva, you know how I mentioned the name, no holds barred, because I made the rules for this one. The
publicists tell you to get in the name as often as possible.
Did you ever interview Jackie Collins?
I have.
She's wonderful, and I love her. But say that the name of her book is like Minaldo's case. Ask me anything.
Joan, so what did you have for breakfast today?
Well, in Minaldo's case, they eat everything. Jackie Collins says the name of the book. It's so great.
Yeah, we have tried to dissuade guests from doing that too often because it sounds like they're shilling for their book.
Which they are.
And the book, in case you don't know, the book that we're talking about is Joan Rivers' Diary of a Mad Diva. It's published by Berkeley. We'll continue our conversation after we take a little break. Stay with us. We are back with Joan Rivers, whose latest book is Diary of a Mad Diva. It's published by Berkeley, and it must be interesting to hear her latest book.
Yeah,
phrase.
Before we go further, though, can I just say, during the break, so your viewers will know, the donkey called, and I got a deal. It wants a hat with room for the ears.
On June 8th.
It's great. Go ahead. Good,
no, go ahead.
No, it's great.
I don't want to step on your joke.
No, to look and see the books that you've written, because books, a comedy show, you do it, and you had to be there. You know, I could say to you, oh, my God, it was so funny last night. Yeah, I had to be there. It's gone. A book is wonderful because you can look 10 years later and go, that's nice. I'm happy with that book.
But writing for laughs has to be a little different than doing stand-up comic or a comedy show, because so much of the laugh comes out of the way you tell the joke.
And that's why some people say, oh, the book is so funny. Read the book out loud. And you go, no. It's meant to be read. It's funny because it's on paper. It's different.
How do you adjust that? Do you hear your voice?
Well, you know, when you write a script, it's easy because you say the words. I write it, and then I wait, and I read it a week later. And very often, a week later, you go, "Nah, not so funny." And then you change it till it reads funny.
If you're reading it a week later, do you sometimes find yourself laughing just as though you didn't remember you wrote that joke?
All the time, but that's my age.
Yeah, you talk about forgetting things.
Forgetting things, my God.
Well, on June 8th last year, you turned 80, so
yeah.
That means...
And let's not even go
you're
there.
You're just 81?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Did you really jump out of a cake for your own birthday?
Yeah.
That's what you say in the book.
Yeah.
I
didn't jump out at this age. My orthopedic surgeon helped me out.
in the diary, you make a list of interesting things about turning 80. Are there interesting things about turning
80? I can't remember. That's one of the... Well, the nice thing is you learn what color not to wear. I never wear yellow anymore because it's too matchy-matchy with my catheter. You know, so there's certain things at 80 you have to...
Yeah, but with the color that you've made your hair.
The color I've made my... Can you imagine if you really saw your real hair color?
You joke that you were born 235 years ago.
Yeah.
Are you any relation to one of Shirley MacLaine's previous lives?
Boy, wouldn't that be great?
Well, she always seemed to be in the center of things. If it was Charlemagne, she was either one of his servant
you
girls or the queen.
I would have been the Jew slave. You know what I mean? Cleaning the slop. No, everyone. I have three friends that all, including Cher, who think in a previous life they were Cleopatra. And I go, was anyone here an Egyptian slave? You know, everyone's always, I was the queen. I don't think so.
One of them must have been the asp.
One of them, well, a lot of them were the asp.
You sometime around May, you wrote that you had a minor cosmetic procedure. What did you get done that time?
Probably had my boobs lifted off the floor because I was tripping on them.
On May 25th, you wrote, "It's the day before Memorial Weekend starts, and wow, my bandages are off, although my face is totally lopsided and puffy, and I look haggard and hungover from the anesthetic. Several fans kept asking for my autograph. I signed, Much Love, Sharon Stone." Well, have you ever filmed a scene like the one she did in Basic Instinct, or are there other reasons for...
People have begged me not to. I have the only career where I got to the top by promising producers not to sleep with them. I had no sex appeal ever. My girlfriends would call me up and say, "I'm leaving for a week. Will you come over and stay at the house with Harry?" Because they knew nothing would happen. No. At the end of Making Love, my husband would call out, "Was it good for anybody?"
Sad.
Well, sad.
At least the donkey would have brayed.
The donkey, well, yeah.
You talk about some of the expressions you hate, like good job or my bad. Now, good job always sounds to me like we're talking to an adult as though he is a child. That's
moron.
What you say to a little kid. Good job.
Good job. You know, you say that to grandma when she finally makes the toilet. You know what I mean? That's what you say. That's certain things. My bad's the other one I despise.
Yeah.
You know.
Why does that bother you?
Because you can't get away with a lot of things by just going, my bad. Hitler,
what about
killed
LOL?
Six million.
Do you write LOL?
Oh, I never. Never. Lots of love. I know it means laugh out loud. No. Hmm. But my bad. So Hitler killed 6 million Jews. And they can, you killed 6 million Jews. He can't go, my bad. It's not good enough. Eichmann did not stand in a glass cage and go, my bad.
What about autocorrect? You don't like that either.
I don't like anything that's too easy.
Do you do a lot of texting?
I text my friends, but I use it like mail. You know, I text at the end of the day. I texted you. Yeah. I hate it. I was in the green room, and this is so typical of this generation. First of all, they all carry the water with them. That starts it with me. You know, there are 100 that you're walking two blocks. You don't need to carry your water with you. And that kills me. And they're carrying the water and they're texting. And I figure they're texting, where are you? On 54th Street, have you got a bathroom? I don't know what they're all texting about.
Well, yeah. At the same time, your audiences are getting younger and younger.
So are you
biting the hand that feeds you when you say these things?
No, we took a survey because I have my Fashion Police show, and then I have a show on the internet called In Bed with Joan, and I have a new one now called Drunken Celebrity Phone Calls. And they figured out the average viewer's age is 22.7. Go figure that one out. Isn't that amazing? It's fabulous. Fabulous.
You write that you read Fifty Shades of Grey.
Well, I didn't read it. I waited for the Jewish version.
Oh, the comic
book. The Jewish version is like 33 1/3 shades of gray, because your family.
For you, I can get you 40, yeah.
Yeah, whatever they said in the book. I don't remember what I said in the book. I wrote so many things so fast.
What do you think of things like the popularity of that?
Everything now is so out. I don't know if it's good that it's out in the open porn or it's bad that it's out in the open porn. I'm being very serious. I think my grandson knows too much at 13.
On the other hand, you're part of that whole process being very open. People often say, I'm sure, Joan, I think you went too far that time.
But that's, if the world is open, it's stupid not to acknowledge it and be part of it. I can't change it, if that makes sense. And I think by doing jokes about it, at least it makes it lighter. I literally did the red carpet for the porn awards. There are porn
You've done a lot of red carpets. You say you've been on more carpets than Aladdin.
Yes, yes. And I mean,
but you did the porn awards? What do you
I'm
say to
those
people?
I'm not making a joke. In Cannes, they had the... I did it for E.
In
Cannes. The red carpet awards for porn. And you're standing there and they're crying, you know, for best snuff film. I mean, it's like... And my joke was, the winner is Natalie Schwartz. Natalie can't be here tonight because she's dead.
You saw Behind the Candelabra last year.
Excuse me.
Did you think of Rob? Did you think Rob Lowe's performance as a plastic surgeon was accurate?
Too sleazy.
Too
sleazy.
Yeah.
Too sleazy.
Plastic surgeons are classy guys.
I think you want to look at a plastic surgeon, you want to know the guy went to Harvard Medical School and he knows what he's doing. No, I found it very sleazy, cheesy. But then again, he was a Vegas plastic surgeon. And, you know what I mean? That's, which means 2 years medical school, 2 years in Tijuana.
You mentioned Fashion Police, Joan and Melissa. Joan Knows Best, In Bed with Joan, and now a new show, Drunken Celebrity Phone Calls.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that going to be like?
I am having the best time. I take a big glass of Chardonnay, and then I drunk call somebody and give them advice.
Who's doing your theme song, Eddie Money?
Oh, that'd be great. But he has time.
You hate Eddie Money.
I don't hate Eddie Money. I just hate there's one radio show, one radio station in L.A. that only plays Eddie Money. And you want to say, come on, guys.
They only play Eddie Money?
I've heard of
Elvis stations, Frank Sinatra stations, Eddie Money.
Eddie Money. And you say, enough. I like Eddie Money, but can we please, you know, give me something else?
Joan Rivers will be reading and signing books tonight at Barnes & Noble Union Square Store. That's at 7 p.m. at 33 East 17th Street. Also signing books tomorrow at Bookends in Ridgewood, New Jersey. Information about both events are on our show page at WNYC.org. Her latest book, Diary of a Mad Diva, published by Berkeley. I'm assuming there's going to be another diary for next year?
I would hope so. I would love it. Are you kidding? I'm going with Melissa McCarthy now to buy a wedding dress for her, Bed Bath and Beyond.